Jules by Design.
Hey, Dennis. Dave with RDI. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
All right. Here's what I found so far. I have a square cushion I found. It's a 131.
Okay.
FVS2.
131 FVS2.
Yep, GIA.
Okay.
And that's out at 3209.
3209, okay.
And it measures 614 by 590.
Okay.
Nice piece.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so therefore.
And you've got that, that I isn't going to work.
No, I'm trying to find something.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's 7,300. That's too much money. Geez, you had an F120.
Yep, I still do. I can add that on there.
FVS2.
Yeah, that's a nice FVS2 GIA for 4230.
Yeah, that's $1,000 more than the. In the same grade. Well, that doesn't compute, so let's forget that one. You had a HSI2. I'd rather not go to an H.
Let me see where that
you got
was.
You got that 123,
yes.
GSI1.
Correct.
It's real inexpensive.
Yeah, that one's that's because it's got very strong fluorescence. But I don't know whoever had your account before me, we screen out BGMs, like brown, greens, and milkies on these things. So if there is a stone that's got fluorescence on it, we'll certainly screen those out to where they're not hazy or milky.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we take it a further step further than what GIA will not put on a cert.
Okay.
You know, so that's available, too, if you want to show it as an option.
Yeah, I think I would.
Okay. I'll do that.
And then I need something a little, although that maybe a little bigger, get closer to that carat and a half size.
Yeah, and, it is an ISI one that I got, but I'm trying to find something that's like a G or better. All right.
Yeah. So if you could find another one like about that, that'd give me three of those.
Yep.
And then if you could fill on that order. And then what have you got on the ovals and the elongated?
On the ovals right now, I'm looking for something right now that's in that carat and a third range.
Okay.
So I haven't come up with anything just quite yet on that with our price point that we have. See,
we're looking at that 63, that SI2 150 cushion, elongated cushion. That's you could put in for that.
Okay.
I like that one.
All right, I'll put that around. Yep. One second here.
Okay. So I don't know if you're going to need to send in two packages or if you can put it on one or out.
No matter how it comes to you, it's free shipping to you, so I'll probably be doing it over about two packages.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, I have to, the couple of stones I'm getting are from New York City, my New York City office, so I didn't want you to be alarmed that things will be there in two packages or so. As long as your stuff gets to you on time.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So you'll find me another square cushion cut, a little like a carat and a half.
Yes.
A little nicer.
Yes.
And then that elongated carat and a half, and then a couple of ovals.
Correct. Yeah, I just got to find the right specimens. That's all.
All righty.
Okay.
They'll go out Monday and.
Yeah, you'll have everything in your hands by Tuesday. Yeah.
Yep.
So you have plenty of time to set up for your appointment.
Yep.
Awesome. And then
they're coming FedEx probably.
Everything's FedEx, so, yep.
Yep. I don't know if you can put a note on there.
Sure.
Because we're typically not open. We're only open by appointment on Tuesdays.
Okay.
I'm going to be here. I'm always here. Is there a way to make sure that they tap on the door or something? Let me know.
That, or you can, or put a sign on the door saying that you're there.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So sometimes, see, the other thing too is a lot of times I've had an experience where a store is closed on Monday, but everybody's there doing like custom work and it's just not open to the public. So they'll either they already know the driver that comes by all the time, or they'll just stick a little note in the window saying, I am here if there's a package for me or something like that. The worst case scenario would be to have to call your local FedEx office.
Okay, I know something else I can do too. All right,
sure.
Good.
All right. Alrighty. I'll be in touch if anything else comes along later today.
Alrighty.
Thanks, Dennis. Yes, sir.
You bet.
Bye now.